We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
What is going on, everybody? You are listening to 91.7 FM WYXR. This is the IDO Box with Devin Germaine. Hopefully you guys are doing okay. It has been a bit of a long week for me.
Oh, what's up?
It has been a bit of a long week for me, but overall, it wasn't too bad. Yesterday, I saw that it was the 30th anniversary of one of Oasis albums, and that made me feel very old because I have fond memories of Oasis. Okay, I'm not 30, but I still have fond memories of the album. And, you know, in addition to that, this week, the brothers, Liam and Noel, hey, how's it going? Hey, waving the people outside the window. But Liam and Noel, they got back together. No one expected them to get back together either. It's very interesting because they've had so many conflicts. It all started with, I think, a fight backstage in 94. Then there was that infamous, MTV Unplugged moment. They had a lot of conflicts, a lot of fights. I think, when did they end? In 2009? But they got back together. If it was going to happen, I thought it would have happened when they got older, like it did for Ray and Dave Davies. And that's another sibling rivalry, or however you want to call it. That's another story. The Kinks are, oh my gosh, they... Their story is very funny. They even got banned from touring in the U.S. for a certain period of time. I think it was for, 2 or 3 years? It was wild. But there is that incident in 1965 where, this isn't between the brothers, but this is between the drummer of the Kinks, Mick Avery, and the guitarist, Dave Davies. They get into some fight. Dave Davies ends up kicking, I think, Mick's drum set over. Mick gets mad, gets his hi-hat, hits Dave, knocks Dave out. He runs off stage thinking that he killed, like, Dave or something. And, yeah, in summary, there are a lot of groups who have had sibling rivalries, to sum it up. But anyway, off of my tangent, I will get into some music. I'm going to kick it off with a little jazz, I guess you could say. But yeah, it's going to be mostly modern too, by the way. Or fully modern. I think every song is from 2024 from my list. But anyway, stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to 91.7 FM, WYXR, and this is the Audio Box with Devin Germaine. See you next break.
One, two, three, four.
Break it down. We'll be right back.
So you know what I'm talking about. Talking about you and I. So you know what I'm talking about. You and I. When I'm very good at guessing the way things could end. There are times we have to lose ourselves among others. But there are times we have to lose and gain again.
Well, we're here we can't live without. Love takes off the mask that we fear we can't live without. Love takes off the mask that can't live with we can't live without. Love takes off the mask that can't live with we can't live without. And we know we can't live within.
Support for WYXR comes from Lens Rentals. Based in Memphis and offering nationwide shipping, Lens Rentals offers online rentals for photography, videography, and lighting equipment from a full catalog of brands. More information on services and equipment at lensrentals.com. Support for WYXR, including our 2024 Stereo Session Series, comes from the Memphis Music Hall of Fame, honoring Memphis icons like Sid Selvage and many others whose enduring contributions to music are still inspiring and influencing people worldwide. The 2024 Memphis Music Hall of Fame ceremony will be held Friday, September 27th at the Cannon Center for the Performing Arts, honoring James Carr, The Gentrys, Jazzy Faye, Wicked Wilson Pickett, and more. More information at Memphis Music Hall of Fame.com.
Hi, this is Clark Ortiz with Crosstown Brewing Company. You already know we're passionate about beer, and now we've added food on tap. Our new kitchen is open inside the brewery, serving wings, pizza, burgers, and more. Open for lunch Wednesday through Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Food and beer, a perfect match, just like our partnership with WIXR. More information at crosstownbeer.com.
Did you know when you purchase a Specialty Arts license plate, you're supporting the Tennessee Arts Commission and organizations like WYXR? It's easy. Just take your old plate to your county clerk and swap it out, or choose the arts plate when it's time for renewal. Show your love for WYXR and other Tennessee arts organizations by visiting tnspecialtyplates.org.
This is Dr. Jada Meeks. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
Yo, what is going on, everybody? You're listening to 91.7 FM WYXR, and this is the Audio Box with Devin Jermaine. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show and for tuning in to WYXR. WYXR is a station that has over 100 DJs, a nonprofit emphasizing Memphis overall, music in Memphis, the culture of Memphis, all everything Memphis. And it is through you guys that we're able to support the station. And we thank you very much for that, because we are almost turning 4 years old. So we really appreciate you guys. We very much appreciate you guys. So if you want to go to WYXR.org, you can see all the shows that we have and the archives that we have. You can listen back to shows. And there is that donate button. So if you want to click on that donate button, we very much appreciate that. And if you want to give us a call, you can call 901-460-3031. And maybe you'll hear yourself on the radio. You can do a little voicemail for us and we'll hook you up. But yeah, let me go over the songs I just played. So I started off with Ghost Note, Bad Knees. Then after that, I did Paul Grant and Brayla, You. Love that song, the piano that Paul Grant did on that song. Oh my gosh, that's great. That was amazing. Then I did FKJ, You and I. I was not trying to do the You guys, but both of the songs had the You in it. And I was not trying to do it. Like the letter U, by the way, not You. I don't know. Not you, it's not just you. Then after that, I did Michelle Gilkello, Love. And yeah, I'm going to go into a little of a country kind of thing next. But yeah, I just did a bunch of recent music. And I am just kind of realizing that I'm part of the Gen Z. So Gen Z used to be the current generation, but now it switched on to Gen Alpha. And now I'm watching, because you know how different generations do the thing of kind of being like, oh, I don't like this generation. They do this, they do that, they're lazy, they only on electronics, you know, all that stuff. Now I'm seeing Gen Z do the exact same thing to Gen Alpha, because Gen Alpha, they've gotten to the, well, okay, I will start off. Gen Alpha has gotten even more familiar with technology. Because I remember when I was in middle school, I mean, we didn't really have, you know, phones and everything like that. But now, a lot of people do have phones. A lot of people know different jokes. They have more knowledge on stuff. I'm like, okay, you shouldn't even know about that. Or that's not even the pro, but you shouldn't know about that. it's gotten interesting. But yeah, I'm just listening to Gen Z. Now they're getting to the point where they're being like, oh, Gen Alpha, they do this, they do that. So it's interesting to see generation after generation. You know, there are the people who, you know, compliment or are chill with the next generation. Then there's, you know, you have some people who are kind of like, eh, I don't really care. But, you know, they do this, they like this type of music. You know, it's interesting to see. But I feel like each generation kind of gets on the past generation for doing that. But then it gets passed on. It's weird. It's very weird. Yeah, Gen A. Oh yeah, by the way, I have a guest in here. Lavelle. Oh yeah, you can get on. We got like a minute. You'll be on next break for sure though.
For sure, right?
Yeah. So you wanna introduce yourself, you know, talk a little bit about yourself?
Just Lavelle hanging out with Devin, listen to the smooth jazz, he's dealing out and beating up on Gen X without saying it.
Yeah. So you say you're part of.
So you want to tell my age? So yeah.
No, hey, I was letting you do it.
But put me on the light then. Gen X, yeah. So yeah, come from some interesting music times. A lot of the great oldies and R&B. So.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I see the transition that he's speaking of when it comes to how one generation thumbs the next one. So.
It's really interesting to see. Like, very interesting. But, yeah, I guess we'll talk about some of... Because you mentioned Prince earlier. But
yeah.
We'll talk about
guy, of course.
Yeah. I guess we'll talk about that next break. But stay tuned, everybody. We're about to get into some more music. You're listening to 91.7 FM, WYXR, and this is the Audio Box with Devin Jermaine. See you next break.
like a sigh, rain in my eyes, rain in my eyes. Though I was stone on the inside, I felt alone, I felt so alone. Thank you.
Cê me rodeia outra vez, eu faço festa por te ter de novo. Parece que a saudade que te fez só pra eu viver de saudade de novo.
Dou meia volta toda vez, me dá medo você perto. Aperta o peito e talvez só metade de mim saiba ao certo. Quem diria que a saudade ia fazer tanto drama, dormir no meu peito todo dia, morar no teu lado da cama. Por te ter de novo, parece que a saudade que te fez só pra eu viver de saudade de novo.
Dou meia volta toda vez, me dá medo você perto. Aperta o peito e talvez só metade de mim saiba o certo.
Saudade ia fazer tanto drama, dormir no meu peito todo dia, morar do teu lado da cama. Quem diria que a saudade ia
fazer tanto drama,
dormir no meu peito todo dia, morar do teu lado. Saudade, fazer
2, 3, 4.
Support for WYXR comes from March 1 Music, presenting Billy Strings, performing two nights in Memphis at FedEx Forum, December 6th and 7th. Tickets on sale now. More information at billystrings.com. Gonerfest 21 is coming September 26th through the 29th to Rail Garden. The annual musical festival put on by Goner Records brings bands from all over the world to Memphis to celebrate rock and roll in the city where it was born. This year's lineup includes the Ripoffs, John Spencer, Derv Gordon, Felder Space, GT, Rosalie, Split System, and more, live and in person. Tickets
Church
and
House
more information
Memphis plan
at
continues its decades-long commitment to serving local musicians with comprehensive health care and also tailors its focus to small business owners and the self-employed. Health care through the Memphis Plan provides care in Memphis for Memphians. Related services include preventative health, optometry, dental care, and more. More information regarding availability at memphisplan.org or at 901-272-PLAN.
WYXR doesn't go to sleep at night. We keep the music moving. Memphis music, that is. When our DJs clock out, our automation clocks in with music right from our community, produced, performed, and written by Memphians, or in Memphis. Some are hits, and some are rarely heard, but they all tell the story of one of the world's greatest music cities. Visit WYXR.org for playlist and scheduling information. Email submissions at WYXR.org.
Hey, this is Steve Selvidge, your Memphis and music. You are listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
What is going on, everybody? You're listening to 91.7 FM, WYXR, and this is the audio box to Devin Jermaine and
Bail Lil on the air with the man.
Yes, sir. So I'll go over the songs we played real quick. And first, we start off with Leon Bridges' Peaceful Place, and that has a more country vibe to it. It's been interesting to see his career. He went from doing kind of old school music, kind of Sam Cooke style music, then he went to kind of R&B, modern R&B style. Now he's kind of going to country. A lot of artists are going to country. Beyonce, Sabrina Carpenter. Am I missing anyone? Shawn Mendes? Like, I don't know. It's been interesting. Country's a new move, I guess. Then after that, I did Kaya Cater in Montreal. Then I did Jota Pe, Feta Amare. Then I did Ruzi De Solo. I mean, Docele. But yeah. So, Lavelle, we were talking about generations and everything. But then you brought up
Prince.
So, I guess in addition to Prince, who are some of your favorite music artists?
I guess we have to go back in time a little bit. The Ohio players.
Ohio? Oh, yeah.
Lionel Richie for sure.
Uh-huh.
I love Coltrane.
Yeah.
I love Coltrane. Yeah, so a lot of OJs, the Isaac Brothers, most of those guys are key in my book.
Okay. Are you kind of more of a, okay, I like to ask this to people, are you more of a albums guy or are you more of a song guy?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both? Okay.
Because, you know, nowadays, you know, very few albums have the continuation to have great song after song after song on the album. So you kind of have picks and favorites from there.
Yeah.
But like the OJ, something that, you know, you can play back to back. Coltrane, for sure.
Their album covers are very interesting. The Ohio players.
Definitely Ohio players. I remember a couple of those. Yeah, the Fireman hat, I guess.
Yeah, with the woman. Then there's like the Honey Glaze one, too.
Yeah. They kind of controversial right there.
Yeah, that
right?
One was controversial.
Yeah, so.
But yeah, I don't know. I feel like I might have the opposite, maybe. I guess it's when the generation thing we were talking about. So, I think for around, what, like the 80s? Is that kind of like your favorite period? Or like 60s, 70s, 80s?
Yeah, and you know what? And not that I'm just like an R&B guy, like Phil Collins.
You like Phil Collins, Genesis,
U2.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those old rock groups. Of course, you gotta love Kiss.
Yeah.
So, I'm a combination of jazz and R&B. Few country songs. I forgot the guy with the tight jeans. I forgot his name. One of my friends, she loved him very much.
Wait, what decade?
It was like the 90s. Popular. 90, 93, 94.
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks. Okay, yeah. I didn't want to get it wrong, but yeah. I was like, you talking about Garth? Yeah. Yeah, I feel like for that period, lot of great albums were coming out. I feel like there are so many albums out right now to the point where it's overwhelming. So then it kind of depends on which album. But I know in, what, the 50s, then kind of the early 60s, they were doing a lot of cover, you know, cover songs. They were just doing cover songs. They were like, okay, we got a hit. Then they would put the, you know, the hit song on there. Then after that, they would kind of just, it would be kind of filler. But it depended on the artist. Because like Frank Sinatra, for example, his albums were like, he did like some early concept albums.
When you say Frank Sinatra, he brings me to mind of Tony Bennett.
Tony
Bennett was great. Rest he did a lot of compilations with a lot of people too, and all of his songs were great, you know. So yeah, that was a pretty great era that we had to pull from and build with when it came to the different genres of music being merged together.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think a lot of the merging came with, you know, like as you spoke on the cover songs, when if you had a hit, why recreate the wheel? Just gonna give that new wheel to somebody else and let them make it a little bit bigger. So I think that's where the producers and the record companies were kind of stacking their chips with that one.
Yeah, they kind of switched it over time though, because a lot of people kind of say the Beatles were Rubber Soul. That was kind of what initiated all the, you know, original songs and stuff.
Yeah, when, you know, thinking about the Beatles, you know, and you do a little bit of research, you know, and you see where they kind of cultivated their style, you know. I didn't know that they were Little Richard had had placed them on a lot of his tours
before
they got big
early on.
And
yeah,
so you know they were able to cultivate a lot of great sound via, you know, that soulful era.
Yeah, because they were influenced by a lot of R&B and early rock and roll artists. A lot of black artists for sure.
Definitely that. Yep.
Then seeing how they went from kind of like a four band group to doing an album like Sgt. Pepper and like this heavy production style, it's amazing. But I guess we gotta get to some of the music.
All right, we'll do it.
Well, stay tuned, everybody. You're listening to 91.7 FM WYXR, the audio box of Devin Jermaine and
VLL on the air.
You guys next, right? Guys, I guess this is my second time. I was going to say I say this every time. This is my second time saying it, but my time is up. So yeah, stay tuned for Swishing the Glide. That was an all right one. I'll do better next week, but stay tuned. Swishing the Glide. Swishing the Glide. Sorry, I did the country section, so maybe that was. No, I'm joking. Anyway, stay tuned for Lori and Andy. They will be giving you some great tunes. I'll be staying around for a little bit. But yeah, thank you guys for listening and see you next week.
Up like tea up on the coast of love. That's how we spend our days, hiding from the rain. High up on an island, you can leave me. I can tell you all that it would teach me, but for now I'm here. Got the sun in my face, can't be glowing today, and I'm watching the flowers grow. Got the sun. Change, been burning sage, clearing bad energy from me. My feet have been grounded, and for I can say that come what may, I know my people here for me. All around I look to find some inspiration. Now I find that life is far less complicated, but for now.
Thank you. Support for WYXR, including our 2024 Stereo Session Series, comes from the Memphis Music Hall of Fame, honoring Memphis icons like Sid Selvage and many others whose enduring contributions to music are still inspiring and influencing people worldwide. The 2024